Feingold emailed his Progressives United supporters this morning that he's not running for public office in 2012. Instead, he's going to continue teaching law at Marquette University and work on a book. That means no Feingold in the Senate race to replace Herb Kohl, and no Feingold for governor signs if there's a recall race against Scott Walker. UW-Milwaukee political scientist Kathleen Dolan says while some Democrats may be surprised about the news, others may not be.
The former senator just recently, out of office. His re-election campaign, obviously, last time was probably a hard and grueling and certainly was an expensive one. So, for him to want to jump right back into electoral politics, probably not the first thing he was craving to do.
Dolan says Feingold may have wanted to give a clearer signal to other Democrats who may get into the Senate race. Those exploring a run include Wisconsin House members Tammy Baldwin and Ron Kind, and perhaps others. Professor Dolan says it's too early to say Democrats are now in trouble without Feingold on the ballot.
I guess I would assume there are probably some Democrats in the state party and in organizations that are going to be very disappointed by this, but there probably are others who think that it's not necessarily a negative. Senator Feingold's time at some level may have passed.
State Democratic Party officials did not respond to a request for an interview, but issued a statement saying they'll continue to look to Senator Feingold's independent leadership and example. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.